Happy Sunday, St. Raphael. This is Father John, here back with you for our third podcast. And this one today, I really intend for young people and for our students and for those in high school as well. You know, this week we begin to go back to school, and it's a different kind of going back to school after spring break. We're going back to e-learning. This is something that even I'm not very familiar with. When I was in school, e-learning was just starting to come into its own when I was getting into theology, and never really took an e-learning class, did a couple things online, but nothing really too big. So this is kind of a really big experience for all of us to be up online. And I was as I was thinking about that and participating in the Chromebook drop-off, or pickup, I should say, the last few days, and getting to see some of you and getting to see your parents, I was really thinking about, you know, what are some things that we can work on as students during these days? And kind of like what I did for our first podcast about five things that I learned, I was thinking about five different virtues, five virtues that we can work on during this time of e-learning. So the first virtue is the virtue of integrity. So what does it mean, the word integrity mean? It means doing the right thing no matter who is watching. So, you know, some of us are going to be at home all by ourselves. Some of us are going to have our parents or somebody with us. Some of us are going to have our parents or somebody there part of the time, and sometimes not. So that means that we're probably going to have a certain degree of autonomy, that we could do what we want. But what does integrity say? Integrity says, I am doing the right thing, even if somebody's watching or somebody's not watching. And that's a really key virtue right now, because for some of you, you're not going to have somebody watching you during the day. You can sit there and play video games, or you can sit there and play board games. You could do a lot of different things, everything but your schoolwork, and that's really not a good thing, because the schoolwork's going to get backed up and you're not going to get it in on time and that sort of thing. So we might be kind of thinking, you know, this is going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be some fun, but also making sure that I'm doing the right thing. I don't need to have mom and dad, or I don't need to have somebody there to be doing the right thing. I'm doing the right thing because it's the right thing to do, whether somebody's watching or somebody's not watching. And that kind of leads right into the second virtue, and that's the virtue of justice, giving someone or something their due. You know, when I was in high school, we had a class for American history, and the professor, the teacher of that class, would always give a five question quiz each day. We have reading to do, and then they give a five question quiz. And he would always choose the most obscure stuff in the reading. Like on page 120, there was a caption on this page underneath this photo, and it mentioned this guy's name. And what was that guy's name? And we'd all sit there and be scratching our heads and kind of trying to figure out, okay, what was that photo? What was it of? Who was it by? Or whatever it was. And what we would do is that those who had the class in the morning, we would at lunchtime say, okay, what questions were on the quiz? Because most likely three or four of the questions would be the same. So you would still do okay if you had the class in the afternoon, because you could know, okay, who was that person in that caption? And I mention that because that wasn't a very just thing to do. It was actually cheating. And that's something that could be happening right now, or a temptation that could be happening right now. You know, we log on to Google Classroom, we kind of get our assignments, we get on Google Hangouts, or we get on Xbox Live, we get on some kind of service, and we start doing our work together. But it's not really doing it together, it's letting somebody do it for us. And, you know, we think, hey, who cares? It's not that big of a deal. You know, I don't really need to know this stuff, you know, and nobody's going to know the difference. Well, in fact, though, somebody is going to know the difference, and that's going to be when we go back into the classroom, is that our teachers are going to expect us to know this stuff. So if I've been spending my whole break and this whole time doing e-learning and just letting other people do my work, I'm not going to know it. right now. And most importantly, I'm not going to know it in the future when I do need to know it for high school, for college, for my job. These things that I think, boy, this is boring and I'm never going to use this stuff, this is going to be to some of the stuff that we are going to be using. So being just means I need to be giving myself and my teachers their due by doing my own work. Sure, asking for help, you know, asking for tutoring, this sort of thing, those are good things. But is it helping or is it somebody doing the work for me? And also justice goes into games we're playing together, maybe at home or something like that, that we are being just and fair and not cheating. Number three, the virtue of joy. Now, joy doesn't just mean that I'm happy. It means that I'm united with God and I'm united with others. And that's a really big thing right now. You know, we're all going to be cooped up in the house more. We're all going to be trying to share internet connection. We're all going to be doing stuff together. We're going to get on each other's nerves. And there's going to be that temptation there for me to choose my own way, that I want to do things my way. And that's going to give me more greater happiness to do that. When in fact, it's actually the opposite. Joy teaches me that union is better than my way. That yielding a little bit of myself is a lot better than just always, always, always getting my way. So try to be a person of joy during this time. Spending a couple of minutes in prayer sometime during the day, especially in the morning or when Mrs. Hayes does the Angelus at noon or perhaps at sometime in the evening. That I'm spending time getting closer to God and that I'm trying to get closer to people in my family as well. So I'm trying to be a person of joy. The fourth, the virtue of creativity. I need to think outside the box. And this is going to be in a couple of different ways. So for instance, my parents are working at home and I'm on my Xbox or my PlayStation or I'm on my computer and everything seems to be going great. And then all of a sudden my parents come in and knock on the door and say, by the way, you need to get off because the internet's too slow. Well, now I've got a couple of hours free. What am I going to do with that time? Well, I could sit there and pout. I could sit there and be upset and thinking, you know, this is really silly because I want to play my game with my friends or I want to do this or I want to do that. Now I can't. Or I could start getting creative. I could start thinking about different ways to spend that time and to have fun or to use this time well or constructively in some way. So that's one idea with creativity. But also another one is how am I going to be with my friends? How am I going to be with my classmates? You know, that's something I need to kind of start thinking about because we may not have as many play dates. We may not be able to go over to somebody's house whenever we want or have sleepovers and this sort of thing. And that's hard. But now it's a great opportunity for me to get creative. How can I spend time with my friends? Perhaps that's, you know, talking to my parents and saying, hey, can I send my friend a picture? Or can I send my friend a letter? And maybe that's over email. Maybe that's over actually snail mail, you know, actually putting something down on a piece of paper and sending it through the mail. People were friends for hundreds of years just through letters. And that's one idea. Another idea might be talking to your parents and, you know, FaceTiming them or using some kind of service to talk with them. And of course, always do that with your parents' permission. And that's another great way to connect with your friends. Or perhaps it's, you know, that they take a walk every day and it's waving at them or having a picture hung up for them. But doing something creative and thinking outside the box. You know, we always meet on Minecraft or we meet on Fortnite or we meet here. And now that we can't do that or that gets old or boring, how can I now meet with my friends? How can I now spend time well? This is a great time to let creativity flow and talking to your parents, of course, but being creative and thinking out new ideas. And lastly, the virtue of love. And that is looking out for the good of the other. And that's a really, really, really important one right now. God is really calling us as we're spending all this time together to love a lot more. And that's hard because we're with our parents, and our parents are sometimes not fun to be around because they tell us we have to do our chores, or we have to wash our hands again, or we have to do this, or we have to do that. Or our parents seem worried or concerned, or I'm with my brothers and sisters and they're not fun and I'm tired of hanging out with them and they keep doing this or they keep doing that. But the virtue of love calls me, I have to keep looking out for the good of the other person. And looking out for the good of the other person also means that perhaps I need to start changing some of my behaviors. You know, maybe my brothers and sisters and I have been really fighting a lot over spring break, and we've been calling each other names, and we've been maybe fighting a little bit. Well, going back to school, we just think, oh, that's all fixed now. We're not hanging out with them as much. All goes back to normal. But now we're going to be spending even more time with them. So I have to start choosing for their good. Is their good calling them names? No, it's not. Is hitting them a good thing? No. What is going to be looking out for their good? Maybe asking them kindly, hey, please stop. Maybe something in love is to choose not to do that thing that annoys them, or to just come in and try to get my way right away. That maybe I have to use my words more and use that little bit of compromise to get what to get what I want, or to compromise so that everybody can live in this happy medium. Virtue of love, something we're really being called to live right now in this Lenten season, in this time of e-learning. So just review those. Integrity, that I'm doing the right thing no matter what is going on. That I'm a just person, that I'm giving myself and others their due no matter what. That I'm a person of joy, that I'm looking to be united with others and especially with God. That I'm being creative, that it's not just it has to be this way, but I'm thinking outside the box to come up with new ways to do things and be with others. And also the virtue of love, looking out for the good of the other. Let's just try this week. Maybe one of those really stands out to you. Just work this week then on one of those virtues. And maybe then next week, maybe you re-listen to this or you think about this, you say, hey, I did pretty good on this virtue and I want to work on something else, or I say, I need to work on that virtue a little bit more. That way, our learning continues. Our school is a school of virtue. We want to continue to grow and learn virtue during this time. Let's have that happen during this time of e-learning, that we're not just continuing to learn material, but we're learning to how to learn in our hearts. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.